First Chronicles, chapter 6. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The children of Amram were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar became the father of Phinehas, and Phinehas became the father of Abishua. Abishua became the father of Buckai, and Buckai became the father of Uzzi. Uzzi became the father of Zerahiah, and Zerahiah became the father of Meraioth. Meraioth became the father of Amariah, and Amariah became the father of Ahitub. Ahitub became the father of Zadok, and Zadok became the father of Ahimeaz. Ahimeaz became the father of Azariah, and Azariah became the father of Johanan. Johanan became the father of Azariah, who served as a priest in the temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah became the father of Amariah, and Amariah became the father of Ahitub. Ahitub became the father of Zadok, and Zadok became the father of Shalem. Shalem became the father of Hilkiah, and Hilkiah became the father of Azariah. Azariah became the father of Sariah, and Sariah became the father of Josedech. Josedech went into captivity when Yahweh exiled Judah and Jerusalem by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Gershon were named Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. These are the clans of the Levites listed according to their fathers. The descendants of Gershon, Libni his son, Jahath his son, Zimmah his son, Joah his son, Iddo his son, Zerah his son, and Jeatherai his son. The descendants of Kohath, Aminadab his son, Korah his son, Asir his son, Elkanah his son, Ebiasaph his son, Aser his son, Tahath his son, Uriel his son, Uzzah his son, Shaul his son. The descendants of Elkanah were Amasai, Ahimoth, Elkanah his son, Zophai his son, Nahath his son, Eliab his son, Jeroham his son, and Elkanah his son. The sons of Samuel were the firstborn Joel, and Abijah the secondborn. The descendants of Merari were Mahli, Libni his son, Shimei his son, Uzzah his son, Shemaiah his son, Haggiah his son, and Asaiah his son. These are the names of the men whom David put in charge of music in the house of Yahweh after the ark came to rest there. They served by singing before the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, until Solomon had built the house of Yahweh in Jerusalem. They fulfilled their duties according to the instructions given to them. These were those who served with their sons. From the clans of the Kohathites came Heman the musician. Here were his ancestors, going back in time. Heman was the son of Joel. Joel was the son of Samuel. Samuel was the son of Elkanah. Elkanah was the son of Jeroham. Jeroham was the son of Eliel. Eliel was the son of Toah. Toah was the son of Zuph. Zuph was the son of Elkanah. Elkanah was the son of Mahath. Mahath was the son of Amasai. Amasai was son of Elkanah. Amasai was the son of Elkanah. Elkanah was the son of Joel. Joel was the son of Azariah. Azariah was the son of Zephaniah. Zephaniah was the son of Tahath. Tahath was the son of Asir. Asir was the son of Ebiasaph. Ebiasaph was the son of Korah. Korah was the son of Izhar. Izhar was the son of Kohath. Kohath was the son of Levi. Levi was the son of Israel. Heman's fellow worker was Asaph, who stood at his right hand. Asaph was the son of Berechiah. Berechiah was the son of Shemaiah. Shemaiah was the son of Michael. Michael was the son of Baasiah. Baasiah was the son of Malchijah. Malchijah was the son of Ethni. Ethni was the son of Zerah. Zerah was the son of Adiah. Adiah was the son of Ethan. Ethan was the son of Zimmah. Zimmah was the son of Shimei. Shimei was the son of Jahath. Jahath was the son of Gershon. Gershon was the son of Levi. At Heman's left hand were his fellow workers, the sons of Merari. They included Ethan, son of Kishai. Kishai was the son of Abdi. Abdi was the son of Malek. Malek was the son of Hashabiah. Hashabiah was the son of Amaziah. Amaziah was the son of Hilkiah. Hilkiah was the son of Amzai. Amzai was the son of Bani. Bani was the son of Shemer. Shemer was the son of Mahlai. Mahlai was the son of Mushai. Mushai was the son of Merari. Merari was the son of Levi. Their associates, the Levites, were assigned to do all the labor for the tabernacle, the house of God. But Aaron and his descendants made the offerings on the altar for burnt offerings, and the offering on the incense altar for all the work on the most holy place. These offerings made atonement for Israel, according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. Aaron's descendants are reckoned as follows. Aaron's son was Eleazar. Eleazar's son was Phinehas. Phinehas's son was Abishua. Abishua's son was Bukki. Bukki's son was Uzzi. Uzzi's son was Zerahiah. Zerahiah's son was Meraioth. Meraioth's son was Amariah. Amariah's son was Ahitub. Ahitub's son was Zadok. Zadok's son was Ahimaaz. These are the locations where Aaron's descendants were assigned to live. That is, for the descendants of Aaron, who were from the clans of the Kohathites, the first lot was theirs. To them they gave Hebron in the land of Judah and its pasture lands. But the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. To the descendants of Aaron they gave Hebron, a city of refuge, and Libna with its pasture lands, Jatir, Eshtemoah with its pasture lands, Hilan with its pasture lands, and Debir with its pasture lands. They also gave to the descendants of Aaron Ashan with its pasture lands, Juta, and Beth Shemesh with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Benjamin, Geba with its pasture lands, Alameth with its pasture lands, and Anathoth with its pasture lands. All their cities throughout their clans were 13 cities. To the rest of Kohath's descendants were given by lot 10 cities from the half-tribe of Manasseh. To Gershon's descendants in their various clans were given 13 cities from the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and the half-tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. To Merari's descendants, they gave by lot 12 cities, clan by clan, from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the people of Israel gave these cities with their pasture lands to the Levites. They assigned by lot these towns mentioned by name from the tribes of the sons of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin. Some of the clans of the descendants of Kohath were given cities from the territory of the tribe of Ephraim. They gave them Shechem, a city of refuge with its pasture lands in the hill country of Ephraim, Jezer with its pasture lands, Jokmeam with its pasture lands, Beth Horan with its pasture lands, Aijalon with its pasture lands, and Gath Rimmon with its pasture lands. The half tribe of Manasseh gave the Kohathites Aner with its pasture lands and Bileam with its pasture lands. These became the possessions of the rest of the Kohathite clans. To Gershon's descendants, out of the clans of the half-tribe of Manasseh, they gave Golan in Bashan with its pasture lands and Ashtaroth with its pasture lands. The tribe of Issachar gave to Gershon's descendants Kedesh with its pasture lands, Dabaroth with its pasture lands, Ramoth with its pasture lands, and Anam with its pasture lands. Issachar received from the tribe of Asher Mashal with its pasture lands, Abdon with its pasture lands, Hukok with its pasture lands, and Rehob with its pasture lands. They received from the tribe of Naphtali Kedesh in Galilee with its pasture lands, Hammon with its pasture lands, and Kiriathaim with its pasture lands. The rest of Merari's descendants received from the tribe of Zebulun Jokneam, Karta, and Rimmonul with its pasture lands, and Tabor with its pasture lands. And from the tribe of Reuben, across the Jordan, on the east side of Jericho, they receive Bezer in the desert, Jaza, Kedemoth, and its pasture lands, and Mephaath, and its pasture lands. The Levites received from the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with its pasture lands, Mahanaim with its pasture lands, Heshbon with its pasture lands, and Jazer with its pasture lands.